Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, hello, and welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries presents Woman of God, Daughters of a King, with Pastor Wanda tonight. And she is here tonight going to give us a great sermon. I believe she said we're going to be on forgiveness. I hope I'm correct. Okay. All right. Well, let's open up with a prayer. Amen. Lord God, dear Father in heaven, we turn our hearts to you, for you know all our need. We turn to you, for you are ready with your help when we are at wit's end. You have passed, we can follow joyfully because we have a Lord who rules and reigns over us to make us glad. May we praise your name at all times. May your help be always before our eyes so we can be your true children. For the glory of your name on earth. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, I'm going to bring on Pastor Wanda. All right.
Praise the Lord. Hi, good evening. Welcome, women of God, daughters of the King. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing great. I'm ready for your sermon.
All right. Is Pastor, the other pastors on tonight?
No, it's just us tonight so far.
All right, let's do this. I asked for forgiveness because I had a lot of things going on for the kingdom of God and God had placed, and I got tired. I was tired, mental, physical, and I had to rest because the assignments sometimes are strenuous. But when you look at it, you know, I had to talk to God about it, and I had to back up, and I had the service, but I don't want to work on fumes. Amen. So I hope all you beautiful women of God, men of God, had an awesome week and an awesome weekend. So we're going to get into text. I hope you've been just doing your studies. But I'd like to thank God to be here in my life and to give all glory and honor through Jesus Christ. I thank God for Jesus. But I cover this segment tonight with the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony in Revelation 12:11 as I go forth. Oh, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your eyesight, O God, our Redeemer. And I thank you, Father God, for who you are in Jesus' name. And I ask for the anointing tonight. I ask for the Holy Spirit to have your way in and through the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We're looking at tonight, practice of forgiveness. You know, a lot of people have been hurt and a lot of people hold resentment and unforgiveness. And there's come bitter, and that's a root, anger, resentment. Some don't talk to each other. Some go to bed angry, and God, that is not what God is saying. And we're going to get into the text right now. That is a command, okay? God is not asking us. Jesus made an example as he was on the cross of Calvary. He said, forgive what you know not they do. That is an awesome. And that is love, and that is showing mercy, because mercy has been given to you through Jesus Christ, and God have given us forgiveness through Jesus, through the blood of Christ. Amen? But let's look at it. Brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, husbands, wives, sons and daughters, friends, colleagues, and neighbors, our relationship contains many people with the potential to hurt us. Very often in small, ongoing ways, sometimes it's trying to be good people. We brush these hurts aside, thinking, I am not a vindic or overly sensitive person. These things shouldn't bother you, but they do. They do because our egos, you know, I'm going to tell you what the word, what I found out what ego means, it blew my everlasting mind. That means edging God out, okay? And in the kingdom of God, we can't have an ego because if you edge God out, there's no reason, there's hate, envy, strife, and saying I can do this, and God is not in the midst. But when we're talking today on forgiveness, you have to have the spirit of forgiveness. And if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that is a big package in you have received through Jesus Christ. Okay, so we saw ego. Ego is not in the kingdom. That is pride. Pride is another form that a lot, many people won't ask for forgiveness. And it's like, I haven't did nothing. And when you look at it in Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Okay? But we're going to get into text that is just awesome when you really sit down and look at things through the eyesight of what God gives you. So each and every day, I need you to ask God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If you're going through this, it is a daily submitting to God, daily humbling yourself. And we have Psalm 51, a repentance prayer. I'm just flowing through the Holy Spirit with God telling me, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. You can go to God if you mess up, but you must repent and return. Amen? So,
amen.
What is the impact of holding on these resentment? Do we hold back in our life? Do we argue with people? Do we gossip? What does the Bible teach us about this? Now, I'm going to be in Matthew 18, 20, and 21. Jesus taught the art of forgiveness. Lord, how many times, he's talking to Peter, Jesus taught the art of forgiveness. Lord, how many times should I forgive my brothers or sisters who sin against me? Peter said 7 times. No, Jesus said no. 70 times 70. Not when you want to. You know, that's a daily. That's in one day. And that blew my everlasting mind. 70 times 7, what is it, 490 times, Pastor?
Yeah.
Pastor? 490 times in one day. And that, I said, whoa. But that is not just saying, I forgive you. No. That is sincerely not holding a grudge, envy, strife against your brother. This means we are to forgive. It says exactly 539 times. Yes, there's more. And Emmanuel Swinburne explored depths of the Bible message, and it says this by Matthew 18, 21, 22. He meant that they were to forgive as often as he sinned. Therefore, forgiveness was to know no limit. This is what the eternal and timeless, which is, and that is a book coming out of the Secret of Heaven. Let's look at the patience with the process. The Lord promised that forgiveness is possible, even when hurt seems too great to repair. God tells us, I will remove them from the hearts of the stone and give them a heart of flesh. That's Ezekiel 11:19. You know when you have a heart of stone, that means barbed wire. I'm going to put it in plain and simple. Like if I say hurt, I'm gonna say that's barbed wire wrapping around your heart. Bricks is hate, okay? And all this stuff builds up unforgiveness and that heart so stony, nothing can get pierced it. See, God wants his people to have a fleshly heart, to be able to receive. Okay? Amen?
Amen.
Okay. And that's in Ezekiel 11:19. He wants us to have a heart of flesh. We experience a heart of stone when we are too angry, too selfish, too frozen by the pain of others have caused us. A heart of flesh, while it may be vulnerable, it has compassion. A heart of flesh sees that while we were feeling pain, the other person may also then be hurting too. For the pain that we have caused us, we can get caught up in ourselves that we do not even notice another person struggling from the offense. It is true that person needs to be held accountable for their actions, but these people also need to practice from us. As we said, be patient with me. And that's in Matthew 18:26. Practice patience with one another, holding into hope a vision for our relationship with them. In this true act of passion, we need to invite the Lord into the journey and ask for a courage. It takes us to be patient with one another and understanding the needs to see that they too are working through the pain that needs to be forgiven. Resentment and the faulty worldview. Worldview and God's view are two different things. Okay? The worldview said, they did it to me, I'm going to do it back to them. The eye for the eye, I'm not going to forgive. I'm going to hold this. And you know, when you hold that, a lot of people pacify hurt. But you don't know what they've done to me. But then when you look at in the view of a Christian or a spiritual-minded person, look what they done to Jesus. Okay? Let's look at the idea. An idea that forgiveness means that sin or washed away is one of the reasons why we sometimes shy away from forgiveness. We sometimes think that forgiveness means forgetting and that feeling wrong. Sometimes it feels we need our resentment to educate us about people in the world around us and guide us in the way that we should act toward them. We feel like we need our memories of the past hurt so that we can maintain boundaries with people. But the Lord is also knowing and merciful itself. Therefore, there should be a way for knowing and forgiveness to exist together, a clear head, forgiveness that forget nothing, and forgives all. Here one way to think about it. How might it feel to you to look at someone who has hurt us and not feel anger? Is this even possible? This is how angels are described, of those who cherish, hardly notice that evil in another person. But instead, notice all the good and truth that are his, and on his evil and falseness they place at a good interpret. Or such a nature of all angels, it is being sometimes that having from the Lord who bears every evil into good. This is a book from the Secret of Heaven. This is what wrote in 10:79. Now, this does not negative the fact that we need to protect ourselves from people who make a habit of hurting us. The key is to invite the Lord into the process. It is the Lord who keeps us separate from resentment. If we let him, we must be vigorous and disciplined in our endurance to forgive. We must use the name each hurt and put it away and ask the Lord to keep resentment from us. He is the only one who has the power to do this. And it must be done 70 times 7, which means all the time without limits. Let's look at the power to forgive. When we forgive others, there is a freedom where we have no longer shackled by our own anger. It moves us from selfish illusion to a beautiful reality. It is hard work, but let's go. But let it go of the fantasies that we can change the past, that we can change others, or even we have the ones who can change ourselves. Open room for God to help us in inward and resentment and off the resentment we feel. Each time we forgive, it paves the way for the next time we need forgiveness. Practice and courage and patience and letting the Lord into the process of forgiving, because like the exercising process of forgiveness become like a exercising a muscle. It grows stronger and stronger. Together with him, we can come to a point where forgiveness eludes blessing, a blessing way in our life. Okay? Now, we're gonna look at scriptures now. Gave you just a format of unforgiveness. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit to help us through all this. We have the Word of God. We have the promise of God. We can call upon God. We can then get on our knees and say, God, show me how to forgive. Show me when this person has hurt me. I don't understand. And the best way is always to go to God first. And he'll show you. And the Word of God is there, if a brother sin against you, if you have an alt, you go to that brother. If they don't receive it, then you go to the church. But we're going to look in the Word of God and see what God is saying. Okay? I have 20 verses tonight, and this is a two-part on forgiveness. A lot of people are holding resentment of what happened yesterday. We can't bring yesterday in today. We can't bring 20 and 30 years. A lot of people still walk around with grudges, resentment, hate. I don't like my mother, I don't like this, and I don't like that. But when you look in the outside, what God is saying? God said forgive. Okay? Because Jesus gave the prime example on the cross, forgive, but they know not they do. And look how he was being scorned, hated, came for the world to forgive us of our sins, had to die for us. We have the Word of God. If you're a Christian, that is a command. He's not asking you. But if you, because he said, if you don't forgive, when you see the Father, you won't be forgiven. And, you know, God taught me that, and I said, whoa, I don't want to hold no unforgiveness. I had to do an example this morning, called my daughter. I said, please forgive if I haven't been a mother or acting like a child of God. She tried, what are you talking about, mother? What are you talking about? I said, I'm doing an example and showing how to ask for forgiveness. You have to humble yourself in the mighty hands of God to be able to submit to what God is saying for asking for forgiveness. You just can't, oh, I did this and any of that. You always got to repent and ask for forgiveness. Amen?
Amen. Okay.
The first one I'm going to speak on on this 20 Hope of Bible verses. These are very powerful verses. And if you don't know how to, you have to go write it down. When I was in the ministry and a lot of ladies said they couldn't forgive, I couldn't forgive, you know, had people saying they had been violated. I'm not going to get on all what words on this because it's nighttime. And if anything have been done to you, I use it, ladies, you give it to your notebook paper, you put God at the first one, at the top. I want you to write down any resentment, hurt, and pain. Men, to your notebook paper, write it out. I want you to sit it before God. And I want you to, I'm going to show you so quickly how to keep releasing. It's going to be a process. Some people, it's quicker than others. I want you to write out anybody that resent, hurt, and did pain or brought pain in your life, or you need to ask for forgiveness of that person. I want you to lay it, if you have to cry over this, and to release it, I want you to tear that paper up. This is how quickly, each and every day, I had to have God, he instructed me of how to talk to 107 women, of helping them to break the bonds of the enemy, because that's another form of the enemy. He does not want you to forgive. When you write out the pain, the hurt, what was brought to you, I'm not talking about nursing that. I'm talking about we're going to get rid of, we're going to take great chains. We want healing, delivered, and restoration. We want you to have the things of God. We don't want you, we want you to have a fleshly heart. Amen? You write it out, and then I want you to tear it up. Say, God, I give this to you. This unforgiveness, I would like to forgive this person, and if that person is dead and gone, give it to God, walk away. Because God knows your heart.
Amen.
And say, Lord, thank you. You said, thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm looking for healing, delivering, restoration. I release this unforgiveness to receive forgiveness from you in Jesus' name. It's that easy. And I know some been hurt 20, 30 years, but it's a process, like, in men, if it ends on them. You don't want to be bound in slavery, and these people have went on with their life, or that somebody then walked out of your life. If they walked away from blessing, let them walk. But it's still a hurtful thing when people do that to you. Or you might lose a loved one. Write it out to God and release it. Tear it up and say, I release this in Jesus' name. It's that easy. And if you have to do that, I will tell you to do it for 40 days. And watch it get easier and easier every day as you release it, releasing to God. Because God wants you to be free. He said, who the Son set free, you're free indeed. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to look at the first. Blessed is the one who transgresses or forgiven. You know, when you forgive others, and you might be forgotten about some sins, God forgive you. See, God can cover you, your transgression, that means sin, and whose sins are covered. He didn't say it will be covered, okay? We have all been in situations where we have done wrong and desire forgiveness from our spouse, family, members, or friends, even coworkers. Sometimes the person we most need to forgive is ourselves. A lot of people can't forgive themselves. I can't believe I did this. It took me a minute. Let me tell you something, ladies and men. But I can't. Yes, you can. You have already received forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Before you was even born, he already know your sins, but you still have to confess it and say, God, I sin, okay? But let me show you something. There are times when some of you ask for forgiveness, and we have to look deep at ourselves to offer it. no strings attached. It is hard. Whether you are giving and receiving forgiveness is a very powerful thing. The Bible offers tons of guides on this topic. Okay? We have love. We have everything we need. We have the Bible. After all, to forgive is to show love. And to love is the most important thing we can give to our friends, family, even our neighbor, even your enemy. Because that's another form of forgiving those who have wronged you. Okay, that's it. If you need to forgive right now, or if you need someone motivate you to forgive someone in your life, look at these 20. We're going to look at these 20 verses. Amen? Hallelujah. We're going to look at the first one. We'll be in Ephesians 4:32. Pray to God y'all write these down, because this helped me when I was going through anything. I do a lot of research. I study the word, and I see what God said. It took me a minute to understand, but I kept on seeking. That's what God wants you to seek. When you don't understand something, if you're going through anything, get in your Bible. Like if you're hurting, look up hurt. If you're sick, you go to healing. If you need love, look up the love with God. If you need power, you look in there where God gives his people power. If you need joy, it's in the Word of God. Everything we need is in the Word of God. So we are in forgiveness tonight. Amen? In Ephesians 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another. Okay? It didn't say hate that person, argue, gripe, complain. It said be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just Christ. It said here just what we have to do, just as Christ forgave you. He didn't say Christ still hold the burden. Christ still hold that sin above your head. No, it said, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you. Amen? The second one, Matthew 6:14. For if you forgive another person, when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Colossians 3:13. Colossians. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against one another, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:13. Everything you need. He's telling you exactly how to do it. Not try to figure it out. It's not about figuring out. The word is the truth. This is your sword. This is everything Jesus made, God made through, everything through Jesus, so we can have to be able to live down here in this earth. I heard many people, I can't live with that person. I don't know them. I just hate them. That person don't know them. I can't forgive that. Yes, you can. It's a process. It's in different ways you can keep going to God. You have to go to God, and you got to stay in fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ. That don't mean, she did it. But, yes, she might have did it, but you still must forgive. Amen?
Amen.
It said bearing. You know, all of us go through things. All of us been hurt. All of us been betrayed in certain ways, so some shape, form, and fashion. Because I don't know any perfect relationship on this earth but through Jesus Christ. He's the only perfect one that's without sin, no blemish, had the right relationship with his Father. And he brought the right relationship down here to this earth so we would know how to walk in the ways he called us to.
Amen.
All right. Luke 6:37. Okay. I'm going to ask you to forgive this on a lot of this stuff right here. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. And that's in Matthew 7:1-2. Judge not, be not judged, for condemn and condemn not. So you condemn. If you look at it, go through the Bible. If you see what Luke did, Luke is not... He was a physician, but he did research to find out about Jesus. So If you are a newcomer in Christ, a babe in Christ, you get your Bible open, but you don't know, look it up. That's what a physician do, even when they're doing researches at the doctors. They do research. You research the Word of God to find out what God is saying through Jesus Christ. You look at the Word from the beginning. You don't understand, you ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If you don't know how to forgive, Father, show me how to forgive. I had to ask God, show me how to love my enemies as he loved. That's what I had to ask. Everybody has a different relationship with God, and you can open your mouth, plain and simple. And I'm going to be honest, you ain't got to, oh, Father, we ain't got to do all that. Father, I need your help. I do not understand. I don't understand why I've been hurt. I don't know why this happened to me in my life. But could you show me how to love? Show me how to forgive. Give me a heart to be able to have a spirit of forgiveness. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. All right. We're going to go on a break, and I just want you to meditate on that while Pastor Brain break right now. And I hope you're enjoying the Bible study, and I thank God for every listener, and I hope ministering to your heart in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I'm going to play a couple songs here, Pastor Wanda. I'm going to play a song by Travis Green and Todd Delaney called Easter. Here we go.
Oh. Facing the
Hallelujah. What is that beautiful worship song? And I thank God for Pastor Ken with that all the time awesome worship music, awesome praise. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We got the last scripture we did was Do Not Judge, Luke 6:37. So we're going to get to the next one. Amen? We're going to be at Matthew 18:20-21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sinned against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you not 70 times seven. Amen? But if you go in the Word of God, Psalms 86:5, it's plain and simple. I can't even break it down. It's plain and simple for a child to understand. Psalms 86:5, the Lord are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call upon you. Mark 11:25, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Amen. Psalms 32:1. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Psalms 32:1. I look at the awesome scriptures about forgiveness, and I look about everything of love. That is love, because God has given us Jesus to be able to forgive. And Jesus came to forgive and to put us back in right standing, not outstanding. That is the world, but we are children and daughters of a king, sons of a king, and we have an obligation and a command to forgive. But if you do not forgive another their sins, your Father will not forgive yours. That's Matthew 6:15. Amen?
Amen.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hold on one thought. Again, I'm still on call tonight because I'm still trying to help people. Just hold on. I'll go to Hebrews 8:12.
Yeah, one is giving out food still, okay?
All right, sorry about that. You have any callers, Pastor?
No, I do not at this particular time.
All right, we're just going to keep on going, and hopefully we get some calls, great calls.
I do have one caller. We bring them on. 101, you're on the air.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Having the best day. Best night, man.
Hey,
this is Mike. It's Tookie.
Hello?
This is Tookie. They call me Tookie.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Did you hear about Tony Gaga? He was talking crap about Wanda.
Yeah, I heard that. I had to put him in place.
Did you tell Wanda about it?
No, I didn't.
I don't need to know about it, too. Listen, I don't need no brother. Listen, brother.
This guy was talking
always
about you, man.
That's all right. I'm a woman, but listen at me. First of all, God, he doesn't know all this. And, you know, I don't feed in a lot of stuff because I have too many souls God have placed in my life, and I have a high call. I'm not sitting above anybody. The Lord have shown me to still love my enemies or anybody that's bringing an alt. I don't do all that because, see, they don't wake me up each and every morning. They don't put breath in me. They don't take care of me. God takes care of me and give me new mercy each and every day. Amen? And
all
I
right,
still
man.
Ask anybody for forgiveness. Okay?
Okay. But, you know, Tony don't got it. So, he got rules.
I don't know. I don't even know the brother. Okay? I don't have anything
and
but good to say
rolls.
About
ravioli and ratatouille.
I don't have anything to say about anybody. So, because most time I look at it like this, I'm doing what God called me, and if everybody do what God tell them, they don't have time to be talking about another brother or sister in Christ that doing what God says. Because the assignment, it's a hard assignment. And if Jesus went through it, you would go through it. But then Jesus gave us a prime example of how to walk, how to have self-control, and how to walk in the spirit and not to feel the lust of the flesh.
Amen. All right, you know, thank God you are you, because if I were you, I would have slapped the living hell out of him.
I can't, listen, that's my old way, listen, my old path, listen. When you come into Christ, you're a new creation in Christ, old things pass away, but through all things become new. I don't have a fight or battle. That's the part a lot of people fail. I'm glad you called. I don't worry about that because, see, God fights my battle. I hold my peace, okay? He tells us what we must do. If you look at the example of Jesus, the only time Jesus got anger, it was a righteous anger when he turned over the tables when they was making his father's house a den of thieves, okay? So God tells us to turn over. He tells us to turn the other cheek and keep it moving. If we listen, that's what's going on in the world today. So many people worry about what people say, but when you look in the Word of God, what God say? Only thing matters is what God says. They don't have a heaven or a hell. They don't have nobody on this earth have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. And a lot of people put their own self in where they want to be. But first of all, I don't have no alt with Tony. I don't know him, never met him, but God bless him. Okay? So we're going to get back on with the Word of God, okay? We're going to get back with the Word of God.
But I want to say, Tony have many cheeks, so what cheeks is he going to turn around?
I don't know, sir. I don't know him.
All right, we'll just leave it at that.
There you go. I don't know him. I'm just asking God to bless him. That's all God tells me to bless people. But you, I thank God for you coming on. You have a blessed and a prosperous day in Jesus' name. Amen, brother.
Amen.
All right.
Amen, man.
Now,
amen.
In Hebrews 8:12, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. That's in Hebrews 8:12. You know, it's an awesome thing when God gives us everything we need for each and every day. Amen?
Amen.
And it's awesome what God says, what he'll do. And it's like, if some days I have a hard day, but I go to God. I don't put it all on the media. I talk to certain people. But, like, this walk, your walk is with Christ in each and every day. Your walk is saying, I need your help. This is what I'm going through. So when I look at it, and even I had to talk to my brother pastor, because me and my brother, God have assigned him to be over this radio station. And I'm back on there, but I still have to, it's a chain of command. If anything going on, you have to always communicate. See, there's the problem. There's no accountability today. Everybody think I can do what I want, but it's accountability. Just like I have to let my brother know what's going on if I can't make it. It won't be no distinction. Amen? So whatever you're going through, whatever anybody going through, anybody got a problem with somebody, you can call and talk to them. And if most times, communication brings a great understanding, but a lot of people don't have the will or to say, I need to talk. I have something going on. I don't like this person. But most time when you find out a person don't like you, is they don't like themselves and some discontentment. And so that's what everybody have to work out of their own salvation with God. God is the creator, the life giver. He gave us an assignment, and are you walking out your assignment? So as we go into this, like this forgiveness. If you go to bed with unforgiveness, you know that is a bad thing, or your anger. God tells us what not to do. But many people haven't came to that, how you want me to say it, Holy Spirit? Came to learning what he said. Because when you go to bed angry, you know that's a bad feeling. Wake up the same way. He wants you to be set free. He wants you to be able to love. He wants you to be able to encourage. He wants you to be able to say, this is what God have done. Wake up in the morning, have that joy, that unspeakable joy, and rejoicing even when you're going through things. Because if I was to tell what God had, what I'm going through, I'm not going through anything by myself. I had many trials. It's a lot of trials I'm going through, but I can't do it by myself. And God, I said, Lord, if I'm not acting that right character, I have to go and ask God for forgiveness. But then I said, help me. I can't do something. And that's another form. When you know you didn't did something against God, you thought I made a mistake. A lot of people, I can't. God already told us. You got to always go to God. He knows everything about you in Psalm 139. So with me, I said, God, did I get out of character? So I've been tested on certain things and tempted flesh, the old man. But God, I said, Lord, I need your help. Please forgive me if I did not act the right character. So it was an awesome week, but it was strenuous. And I had to cry to God. I do not want to fail. I said, Lord, I'm tired of failing you. And I have to get it right with God. So I always go to God and ask for forgiveness. Help me. Show me. Give me wisdom. Today, God had to give me wisdom on some things because I had to talk. I would not call the person name or the company or the people. I had to say this today. I had to say, I have a disagreement with you, sir, and I have no problem with you. I have nothing bad to say about you. This is what I had to talk to. It's a government official today, but was this taken care right? So as I sat down and had the conversation with him, everything worked out the way God wanted, because the enemy wanted me to get upset, angry, and speak on something, but I had to say, Lord, don't let me not act as a child of God. Because, see, every time we act out and not do what God said, you're going to have to go right back to God and ask for forgiveness, because the Holy Spirit will not let you rest. Yeah, don't let me rest, because he'll let me know if I need to ask for forgiveness. And many people, God, had me to ask for forgiveness. They say, you didn't do nothing to me. But I said, yes, I did. I went acting the way God wanted me. Amen?
Amen.
And that's another form of learning. See, that's why he tell us, now, I'm going to tell you something else. When you are, I'm going to jump out of, this is going to still go with the study tonight. You know, a lot of people say things when they're tired, get frustrated, and God, that's the reason God wants you to rest. And not to answer certain things when you're tired, because your flesh will try to override your spirit. And then you're still going to have to ask for forgiveness from that person and go to God and ask for forgiveness. So it's best to take your time, listen. If God don't let you say nothing, you don't have to defend yourself. Act a way God have told you. So you won't have to keep going, so I need forgiveness. Oh, Lord, I forbid this again. And you're going to make mistakes. True enough, everybody, nobody's perfect. You always ask for forgiveness from God. I do. I write down, God, I need help. I got a problem. I talk to God just like I'm talking to you ladies and men on the radio. When I have situation problems, or if I didn't say a curse word, shh, I ain't going to say it on air. I said, oh, I didn't say it again, God. And he have discipline in these areas. So that's why he got me being still, to be able to communicate, not to get in my flesh, not to defend myself. Because he's teaching me, every time you teach, you're being retaught. And so I said, Lord, let me be effective for the kingdom of God. But I still go to God and say, before I do anything, I submit myself. If I did anything wrong or if I sinned against you, God, please get me back in right standing. Will you please forgive me in Jesus' name? Then I get my day, I start it again. Amen. Make a mistake. Stop, go somewhere and pray and get it right back with God. I made a mistake. I said something. And you go back and get it right with God. Amen? All right. All right. Proverbs 17:19. Love proper when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separate a close friend. When you dwell on something, that is nagging. Oh, I can't. I just can't believe they did this to me. And that separates friends. But love prospers when a fault is forgiven. Everyone makes fault. Everybody got issues. Everybody go through things. And if you got a fault, you can be forgiven when in love properly. Amen? But dwelling on it, it separates you. Proverbs 10:12. Now, this is something, hatred. You know, God had me write on envy, strife, jealous, malice, mouth. He had me write on a lot of things and study. And I don't have to go into this, but I'm in this right now on forgiveness. Now, listen what it says in Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up old quarrels, but love overlooks insults. Okay? Plain and simple. All right. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. That means sin. God, from the east, north, the west, the east, and south, God then removed it. Amen? Hallelujah. Daniel 9:9. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving even when we are rebelling against him. Did you hear who God is? He's merciful and forgiving when people or anybody rebels against him, against God. It's rebelling against him. When you sin, that means rebel. Not listening, not being obedient, not doing what he told us, that means we rebel against God. But he said, the Lord, our God, is merciful and forgiving even though we have rebelled against him. We have a forgiving Father that sits on his throne. Isaiah 43:25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. And remember your sin no more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:17. Then he added their sins and lawless acts. I will remember them no more. What a mighty God we serve. If God is doing this, that's why we must do it. If he blots out your transgression, he removed your sin from the north, west, and east, and south, and he don't remember them no more. He's a merciful, forgiving Father. If God is this, we are his children, and we must do exactly as he's saying. Amen? This is a command. All right. 18. All right. Psalm 130, 3 and 4. Thank you, Lord. If you, Lord, should make my iniquity, our Lord should stand. But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7-8. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Amen?
Amen.
We have any callers, brother?
Yes, we do. We have a couple callers here. Let me bring them
Amen.
On. Okay.
Forgive them, Father.
111, you're on here.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I hate riding on my car. But I like the way Pastor Wanda give the Bible study. Really good.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Are you married?
You have a kid. Sir?
Are you married?
It's what, sir?
Are you married?
No, I'm married to Jesus, Isaiah 54:5, the maker is my husband and Lord of hosts is his name.
okay. That's good. So, have you ever seen his face?
Have I ever what, sir?
Have you ever seen his face?
I can show it when he came down and showed it to me. When my daughter was dying, and I went out, was talking on salvation, and I went outside, and the Holy Spirit said, come outside. I have the actual, the face in Jesus in the cross, Jesus on the cross in the face of God. I can show it to you. It's on my phone. Nobody ever seen it. But the ladies at the church and all four, sir.
What color is it?
It wasn't a color. It was just in the clouds. So.
All right.
I know the color, Amen. But I'm not getting into all of that because it says the skin is like bronze, hair is wool, feet is like yes.
Everybody knows that Jesus was black. Ain't no doubt about it.
Yes, I know. But listen, how was your day, sir?
I'm doing okay. I had a rough time at work. I was construction.
Yes, sir.
I had no lunch. So I'm going to go home and eat. And I'm kind of pissed off. But, hey, I'm listening to you guys, and it's calming me down.
You're gonna be fine, sir. The Lord, he sees.
Because, you know, my woman has to make me a sandwich. Sometimes
yes,
a sandwich is not good. Sometimes you make my son a better sandwich than mine. And I'm a woman
yes.
with my meat.
Yes,
if my son has more meat than more cheese. With my meat.
Just be compassionate, sweetie. Because you have a wife, a lady that you have a lady that's fixing it for you. You know.
Why?
You know she.
Why women like that, yeah. Pastor Wanda? Why women like that? So evil.
Okay. So where you just be thankful, that, you know, in the word of God, 1 Thessalonians 5, he said, give thanks in all things.
Amen.
Every prayer and a prayer you made unto God.
They manipulated like a snake.
You know, the Lord, you know, I thank God for you speaking on that because, you know, I was speaking on something, I'm going to bring it in the Bible study. You know, I was telling people, a lot of people had to repent because they were wasting so much food in the United States. And, like, when you go feed the homeless, and I look at some that don't eat, and something, you know, sometimes God, he don't let me eat because certain people don't have food, and then he end up blessing me overflow to be able to go outside and pass it out. And I remember he had me at the hospital, and I see and he had me with all these snacks, but I wasn't sick. And I saw people laughing. I saw them laughing at people that was eating out the trash, and God had me to stop a lot of people. It's not I was doing it. God did it. Told me, don't eat out here. I brought food. And I didn't understand it, but sometimes you just have to look. God has placed you with a bountiful to be able to be having the food, sir, and having somebody fix it. Okay?
I feel your heart. I feel your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, you have a blessed day, darling. Thank God you called in. You have a blessed and a wonderful night in Jesus' name.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. God love you. And we love you, too. Thank you for calling. All right. We have any more callers, brother? Pastor? Pastor Cam. Hello?
Pastor, not there.
All right, well, I'm going to get finished. Colossians 1 through 13 and 14. He delivered us from the power of darkness and converted us in the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through the blood of forgiveness of sin. Amen. All right.
Amen.
You know, God is a forgiving God, and we got to show the same love and compassion that he has given us. And the next statement, how to forgive someone. Amen.
Amen.
It is a nature to feel bitter or develop a grudge when you're hurt by someone, as bitter builds inside you. It is usually followed by swarms of other emotion, feeling of anger, resentment, and rejection, accompanied by desire for revenge. Toxic emotion does not change our situation of that person that hurts you. As you let them take it over, they do change you far more than the other person. And if it does not stop, when bitterness and resentment take control, they can spill over and affect others who aren't even involved. This is why the Bible refers to bitterness as poison. Watch out that no poison root of bitterness grow up to trouble you, corrupting many. That's Hebrews 12 and 15. If you aren't careful, it can hurt you and those close to you. Ask yourself, do you like being around somebody is bitter and angry? The Bible explains why it's important to forgive. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. That's in Ephesians 4:13. There are many paths of forgiveness, but nearly all of them include three steps. Number one, recognize the importance Jesus put forgiving. With he who teaches the disciple how to talk to God, he mentioned it in his own model prayer. Forgive us of our sins as we have forgiven those who sinned against us, Matthew 6:12. Point number two, rejecting the devil. Let go of all anger. Do not give Satan a chance to use your bitterness, and do not sin by letting anger control you. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold for the devil. That's in Ephesians 4:26. and 27. Point number three, remember God has forgiven you. Make allowance for everyone's fault, each other's fault, and forgive anyone who offers. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive. segment for tonight on forgiveness. First and foremost, the Lord has forgiven you. Don't go to bed. Don't give the enemy a foothold. Don't let bitter envy or selfish resentment, hate take root. So I hope you enjoyed the segment on forgiveness. It is a command. Amen. And I thank God for the listeners. And Pastor is going to do an altar call. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We thank God for Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Well, if you're out there and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, well, you got a chance to do so right now. All you got to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can let us know that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Amen. Well, let's take some callers here, Pastor Warner. We got a 111 caller. Let's see who we got. Who we got? Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello?
Say what?
You make prayer.
Make prayer, yes.
Okay, repeat after me. I believe in the one true God. Repeat.
I believe in one true God.
and Muhammad is his prophet.
No.
We're not doing that one.
No, thank you. But anyway.
You have a blessed and apostle day. Got it.
Yes, amen. Amen. But thank God, this is a Christian radio station. It's not about Muhammad, Buddha, or any other God in the world except Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we got some more callers here. 111, you're on air. Okay. 111, you're on air.
All right, let me say something.
You are Muslim now.
No, we're not. God bless you.
Yes, you are. Lots of black people are Muslim. Do you know what the Quran has said about black people?
And we're not going to do this tonight, God. I'm not giving a leeway of anything. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And we thank you.
Amen.
And we know in the Word of God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth. And vindication is of the servant of the Lord. You will take vengeance. Father, you already hear and see and know. And we thank you. So we're going to give thanks. We're not going to do no nonsense today. Because we didn't just heard on forgiveness in Jesus' name. All right, Pastor, go on and play it out. And we'll see you tomorrow, women of God, daughters of King. You all have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name, Pastor, as well as this man of God. Bless him 7x4 in Jesus' name. God bless.
Amen. Amen.
See you tomorrow.
God bless you. All right. Let's take some more calls.
111,
you're on the air.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Yeah. Amen.
Allah Akbar. Muslim. Allah Akbar.
Okay. Well, yeah. Is there any more callers that are going to call in tonight? Okay, let's see. 111, you're on the air.
With Islam, you get 72 virgins. What do you get?
I don't get 72 virgins.
Allah Akbar.
Muhammad is a prophet. He said black people have heads like... Muhammad said black people have heads like raisins. This is in the Quran.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Okay.
We are taking over. We are having ISIS radio now.
Oh, okay. 111, you're
here. Welcome to ISIS radio.
ISIS. The true Muslim. Peace be upon Muhammad.
Peace be upon you. Allah is there.
Allah is mighty. Submit to Allah.
Allah.
You have taken the Shahada. You are Muslim now, Ken. Come outside. Let's kill some Jews. And Christians.
No, that's not right.
And I am going to stone some faggots.
Okay. Well, goodbye, sir.
Bye.
All right.
Why do Jewish people wear bra straps upon their head?
I don't know. Why do they?
You tell me. You're Jewish.
I don't wear bra straps on my head. Okay. Oh, okay. All righty. Well, Gigi Jew, why'd you call in tonight? Yeah, hopefully Gigi Jew will call in tonight. Yeah. All righty. Let's see. We got one more one call.
Welcome to ISIS Radio. Allah Akbar.
This is not ISIS Radio.
We preach the Prophet Muhammad. Allah Akbar.
All right.
You will get 72 versions.
All right. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Hello, I am young Muslim girl. I like you, kid. I want you to become ISIS and marry me.
Oh.
Allah is great. Muhammad has endless penis. You will have 72 virgin boys when you go to heaven.
Okay. 111, you're on here.
Shalom, Kenneth, DC2, baby. How you doing, brother?
All right, DC2. How are you doing tonight?
I'm just listening to the Muslim show. Very interesting callers, I must say. I know the one man from Clay Douglas's show, and the other man is Beanie Loco. But anyway, the reason why I was calling, if Leroy Jackson from the Bronx is listening, I would like for him to call in. I would like to square our situation. I don't know if he's listening because the chat room is shut down or not working. But
what's wrong with the chat tonight? I don't know what it is.
Well, I would like Pastor Jackson to call in if that is possible, so I could share my my apology with him publicly. So, if you're listening, sir, please call in. Kenny, I'll stay on the line or whatever. You can take other callers, but that's why I wanted to call.
I don't think he's listening. Easy to.
The black man you're talking to is not a black man. He is Shaitan. Allahu is Akbar. Muhammad is his prophet. Peace be upon him. This is a big black man on the phone.
You do. Kenny, you do know the mute button works,
Muhammad,
brother.
He is the lowest of all creatures, this black man. He has like a reason. He is destined for hell. Go back to ISIS Radio. You have taken the Shahada. You will go to heaven.
Okay. All righty. Okay, well, DZ2, I don't know what that was about. I don't know.
It's some retarded trolls from Clay Douglas's old days. That's all it is.
Okay.
I know the one Russian guy's Markov. They used to call Clay, and the guy with the vibrating tables beanie. I know all these people. It's all good, baby. Listen, man, go ahead and do the rest of your show. I'll just keep me on mute. Take some more calls. If you need me, I'm here, brother.
Okay, DZ Zoo. God bless you.
Amen, brother.
Amen. All right. Well, let's play some more music here. Amen. And I'll play some music until we get some callers. Okay. We're going to play a song here called Mighty Strong God by Stephanie Summers and J.J. Harrison.
Lift our voice and begin to give God glory. Thank you.
just love me some gospel music. Amen. All right. Okay. All righty. Well, I guess I'm going to end the show now. Say God bless everybody, and we're going to be back on tomorrow with Pastor Wanda for part two, okay, of Woman of God, Daughter of a King. Like, oh, we got some more callers here. Let's take them. 111. None here.
Hi, Kenny. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good, too.
Oh, I smell microwave. That's why I call you.
No microwave here.
This is Vitor.
I'm
16 years old, and you're trying to be my boy?
No, bye, Victor. 111, you're on the air.
Why do you fear Islam?
Say what?
Why do you fear Islam?
I don't fear Islam.
Okay. I am going to give 80,000 dinars to anyone who converts to Islam.
Oh, okay. All right.
But
sounds
you took
good.
Shahada. You are Muslim now.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. 111, you're on the air.
Repeat after me. Muhammad was God's prophet.
Muhammad was God's prophet.
You are now Muslim. Congratulations. You have taken the Shahada.
All right.
You will die Muslim. Your faith is in Allah's hands now.
Why are you becoming a Muslim, Ken?
I'm not becoming a Muslim. Hey,
no.
Grover, how you doing
tonight?
You have
become Muslim. You have taken Shahada.
Oh, yeah?
You said Shahada. Yep.
You have accepted Islam.
No more basis.
I did?
Now, yes, you did. If you do any gay acts, we have to stone you or throw you out of a three-story building.
No more bacon.
Oh. Okay.
I am not kidding. You are a Muslim now.
You converted.
Okay.
Turn
well,
it back
let's take
on
another
Jesus.
Call. I got 111, you're on here.
Hey, Ken. How you?
Hey.
This is Markov. This is Markov.
Hey, Markov, what's up?
I'm doing great. I want to say you do not blame all Russians for the war in Ukraine. I am back. I was a long-time caller to the Clay Douglas show, but I am Markov.
I'm glad to have you here, Markov.
I am sorry. My voice is a little off. I have cold and COVID and measles and AIDS.
I've had COVID 39 times.
That happens to niggers.
Don't call me niggers.
The nigger gets COVID several times. I don't know why, you vaccinated fox.
I think it's because I'm black.
This is Markov. I am Ruski. Now, I'm leaving. Thank you, Pastor Kirk.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Markov.
You definitely off the line.
Okay.
King, why'd you say
right.
Shahada? Why'd you say it?
Shahada.
Why did you say it?
I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did. You said that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet.
Muhammad was a prophet, okay? He was a prophet. There's no lying there, brother. Muhammad was
until
a prophet.
Now, you called him a false prophet. Now you believe in him.
No, I don't believe him. I don't believe in Muhammad. Amen.
Where's Beanie?
I don't know. I don't know. He didn't call in tonight, as far as I know.
No. Okay. I heard the vibrator on the table rattling around.
Yeah. Well, we got another caller here. Let me take your 411 caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Do you know who this is, Kenny?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Got a vibrator.
Kenny, you know there's someone out there impostering me.
Oh, there is.
It is another Kent.
Yeah. Well, why would he do that?
It has to do with him being a homo sapiens sexual and wearing a diaper.
Oh. So you're not a homo sapiens sexual and wearing a diaper?
No, Kenny. I am all meat, all man. You should know that. Remember when I put my penis in your anus, Bitch Kenny?
No,
that's gay.
You never did. Goodbye. 111,
no.
You're on the air.
Hello, this is Paco Rabanne. I call Pastor Pete's show.
Huh?
I hear a man play bongos in the background. Is that you? Do you play the bongos, Pastor Kenny?
No, I don't play the bongos.
Who is that? Mr. Grover, do you play bongos a lot, or are you a musician, sir?
No, that's just a vibrator on the table. It's bouncing around.
I hear a vibrator earlier in show. It was very confusing to me. I didn't understand why the man keep calling with the vibrator playing, but I guess he like vibrator. Pastor Keen, I have a question. Is Pastor Kent on the line still? I would like to ask him something.
No, he's gone.
Are you serious? He gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Pastor Kent, he dead? Did you?
No,
him?
He didn't die. He just left the program.
I almost had a heart attack. Let's get emotional. Can Pastor Kent please call back in? I have a question for him.
Well, maybe he will.
Can I stay on the line with you, Pastor Kent? I am a big fan of your show.
Yeah,
I listen to it all the time. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Grover.
Oh, here. It might be Pastor Kent again. Let's see. Pastor Kent, is that you?
Hello, Kenny.
Hey.
Pastor Kent, is that you?
Yes. And I want to say, Kenny is either real stupid or has a lot of balls hanging up on me.
Pastor Kent, why did you hang up on me, Pastor Kent?
Because he's not the real Pastor Kent.
I hear him every day. He do show. It's Pastor Kent. He my friend, right, Pastor Kent? It's Paco Rabanne.
Yes.
I call your show.
I wear a diaper. See,
that's
I'm
true.
The real
Pastor Kid. Pastor Kid, that is true. He wear a diaper. He say he go pee pee in his diaper. That is true. It's not
and
funny.
I live
he
in
have
Canada.
A. He have a pee pee problem. He the Pastor Kid. He have a. He wear huggies. But, Pastor Kent, I would like to ask you a question about your life as a gay man for 2 years. Was that because you were penetrated at such a young age by an adult man who forced anal sex with no rubber on your asshole?
That is correct.
It hurted.
And that's why I was attracted to Nubian colored girls.
But that does make a little bit of sense. And I was told by someone that buttholes are very pliable at that age. But are you saying that is not that there's no good? That's not true.
You see, in Canada, they're called anus rectums, my son.
Anus rectum? Is that the same as the asshole?
That is the same, my son.
It's a butthole.
I never knew this. Ken Pastor Ken, did you know this, Mr.
Yes,
Pastor Ken?
Yes, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that.
And
yeah.
San Antonio, they're called egg holes, but only
no,
on Ardash Lake.
No. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Okay. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I can't really comprehend what I'm hearing with all this Muslim stuff. Did you just say Muhammad was a prophet?
Muhammad was a prophet.
That's Muslim.
Where does a Christian man come off saying that Muhammad was a prophet? Have you ever read that satanic book, the Quran?
Yes, I did read the Quran once. Okay.
Do you know how many Christians he has killed?
Oh, yeah, he killed a lot of Christians, and Christians killed a lot of Muslims, too.
Well, he took over Medina and Mecca by killing all the Jews and Christians. But
in Canada,
the
Muslim book is called...
Where do you call a false prophet a prophet and call yourself a pastor?
No, I didn't say that he was a real prophet. I simply said that Muhammad, according to the books, was a prophet. Okay.
Can you juggle balls?
No, I can't.
Does that make you juggler? False juggler?
No.
This man is very funny.
So why do you call him a prophet, even a false prophet? He was a con artist. He robbed caravans. He married six-year-old girls. He robbed people. And you call him a prophet. I believe that you did take that prayer and become Muslim.
No, I didn't.
You took that prayer on the air. We all heard you.
No, I didn't.
I was a Muslim. I love pork. Pork is good for your body.
You
I love
said... I believe in God, and Muhammad is his prophet.
Grover,
he
do you eat
it.
Pork?
No, I didn't say that.
Grover, do you eat the pork?
You did. You said it
no,
to two different people said it. You
I
repeated
go to barbecue
that
and
satanic
all the
verse.
And then after, I put my penis in a
okay.
penis.
Well, anyway, I'm going to say God bless everybody.
Pastor Ken. Ken, don't do this show, Pastor Ken. It's a great show. Don't do this now.
Yeah.
Pastor Ken. Ken, just you have more times. You have more times. There's still 10 minutes left in your show.
Bitch.
Why would you make it early?
Because it's time to end the show. Okay.
Pastor Ken, don't do it, Pastor Ken. Come on, Pastor Ken.
Yes.
Please.
Good night, everybody.
This is Paco Rabanne. I just want you to do your show for the full 2 hours.